Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Did I get you? What? What's today's date? Yes, this is the real BOGP open line with Scott and Mike from this past Sunday night, March 28th, 2021. This is the real deal. No joke. We get calls from Megan and Alfred, and we discuss... Megan talks about her recent trip last week down to Walt Disney World, staying at Caribbean Beach and Pop Century. Great tips if you're headed down this spring break season, you know, about taking midday breaks when they best arrived at the theme parks for the lowest crowds. She had triplet 8-year-old boys, what they enjoyed the most. A lot of fun there. We speculate on Disneyland a little bit. We talk about dining outside. It's just a great show. We have a lot of fun talking about the news of the week, what's happening with Earth Day coming up next month down at Walt Disney World, where you can see Easter decorations and all that good stuff and much more. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. It's a great way to support the Be Our Guest podcast to book that next trip with them. Again, themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It's one extra click, and it's a free way to support the show. So again, please bookmark it and use it often. beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge shout out to our patrons. You're making these shows possible. 4 shows a week, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and a live show every Sunday night. It's because of the awesome support of our patrons. If you'd like some extra content like Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Well, hey, everybody. Happy Sunday night or happy Thursday if you're tuned in here on the Be Our Guest Podcast feed. My name is Mike Roman, host of the Be Our Guest Podcast, and we are here for the BOGP Open Line as we record live every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central on Facebook and YouTube. So you can pick one or the other. Go over there and subscribe, you know, do all that stuff, and they'll get a notification when we go live. That way, bing, you're like, oh, I got my phone. I can tune in, find out what's going on this week down at Walt Disney World. And more than that, it's kind of a check-in for the Be Our Guest podcast community. We have a good time talking about what is happening in the world of Disney destinations. And this week we have quite a bit of stuff going on, which is always a good thing. And joining me, you know him. He is from Oakland, California. Now, if you're watching the live feed, that is just his fantasy baseball team that he is managing this week. He's got the A's, and but he's up in the mitten. You're a friend of mine, hashtag Scotty G. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me again on Sunday night. The A's still wear that green, though, so you know I like that green and white from Michigan State. So, but like, how unique is like that green and yellow combination? Like, you don't see that very often in baseball, and I just really like, I love their colors.
I got to know, though, because, you know, I was, so were you. Like, I was a fan of baseball in like the 80s and 90s, and the A's were one of the few teams that wore the white cleats, right? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that was like a style move. I hope you have on some white cleats while you're podcasting.
I have white socks on. But didn't the A's owner, too, like back in the 70s, like, wasn't there like an incentive, like if they grew mustaches or something? So that's why you see so many A's like back in the days, like wearing mustaches, which is kind of awesome.
And you got your beer going, so there you go.
I know, so I had to do it. Oh, you know what? Maybe for like my next game, I'll just shave it to a mustache. There we go.
That's it. You know, the Be Our Guest podcast owner does pay extra for facial hair. Fortunately, my other two co-hosts on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays have not taken me up on the offer. And I'd be divorced if I grew facial hair. My wife's like, not happening. So.
Yeah, so I just have to step up to the plate, you know, and rock the facial hair to cover for all four.
That's it. All right, so we are going to jump in with the news of the week, and then we'll open the phone lines at 407-413-9395. Again, that's 407-413-9395 to talk about the news of the week. And we get our news from over at themouseforless.com. There's a little news tab at the top of the page. You know the author of these stories. Her name's Ricky. She's kind of cool, and she takes care of things. So, of course, where are you going to be for Earth Day? Animal Kingdom Park at Walt Disney World, right? They've got a lot going on here in 2021. I'm just going to scan some of the events that are happening between April 18th and to the 24th if you're going to be there. Remember, this park opened back in 1998. So let me do a little quick math. What's that? 23 years. God, if time flies, that is crazy because I do remember this park opening. Okay, so we have a few things going on that you might want to check out if you're going to be there during that week of the 18th to the 24th of April. I'll just miss it. I'm getting there on the 29th. They're going to have a conservation station where you can learn to draw some characters. So if you're into that or your kids are into artistic kind of activities, go back to conservation station. You can earn a limited time Wilderness Explorer Earth Day nature badge. That'd be kind of fun. There's going to be some special character cruises on the Discovery River. I don't know if it's going to be Radio Disney or not. I would doubt it, but you never know. Well, actually, Radio Disney doesn't exist anymore, so probably not. Oh, side note. I don't know if you saw this, Scott. SiriusXM.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say, I think.
SiriusXM now has a Disney channel on the satellite radio because I listen to
channel 302.
It is, yes, that's exactly what it is.
I was gonna text you that the other night, but I figured you already knew.
No, I was listening to 80s on 8 the other day, finishing up my run, and you know, they come in with a commercial, they're playing Be Our Guest and you know, go the Distance and you know, stuff from Aladdin. I'm like, am I still listening to SiriusXM 80s on 8? Because you know, they don't really play commercials, they play promotions. Yeah. And then they came on like, we have a new Disney channel. I was like, what? So yeah, I almost had to text you. It's
dude,
pretty
I've been asking that for years for XM.
They need to reach out.
I think it's only on the app though, because we tried it on the car like this weekend and we couldn't find it. So maybe our subscription for the car doesn't go that high. It only goes up to like the 220. So it might be an app only thing, but which is totally fine.
Yeah, I think it might be because we have the same thing in the car. We can't get all the stations, which is a bummer. But I do listen to the app on my phone. That's where I found it. So if you're a Disney fan, got SiriusXM. Channel 302, pretty good mix after you listen to the podcast. It's going to be lots of snacks, of course, for Earth Day over at Animal Kingdom. You can get a limited time pin for Tia Fiti, Moana trading pin. I don't even know who that is. And there's a couple of things. So there's going to be a sand sculpture beginning April 2nd for Earth Month. And it's going to be themed to Secrets of the Whales by National Geographic. I do like a good sandcastle. And it's going to be there till April 30th. So I might get to be able to see that if I go over there.
There you go.
Stay there. I do love a good sandcastle. So Earth Day at Disney's Animal Kingdom. All right. Scott's got the next story about Easter egg displays.
I'll just mention, like, being at Animal Kingdom on Earth Day is really cool. I was there for the 15th and the 20th. And I know that I'll be rocking one of my Animal Kingdom anniversary shirts that day.
Cool. That's the way to go.
Yeah. All right. So Mike put me on the spot. He's going to make me go through some of these news articles because maybe he talks too much or something.
I do.
So Ricky has another fabulous article out here on the Mouse for Less. It's about the Easter egg displays at Walt Disney World at some of the resorts. There's going to be some returning for 2021. These displays are pretty cool. I'll just kind of hit the high points here. There's basically four resorts where you're going to be able to locate these Easter egg displays. All the luxe resorts, you have Disney's Boardwalk. It'll be in the lobby from March 26th through April 4th. The Grand Floridian already have theirs going on since March 15th through the April 4th. And Saratoga Springs, which will be April 1st through the 11th. So that one is going the latest. I don't know. I don't understand why they have the range of dates that they do.
Well, because, so I mean, there's like three people that put these all together. They can't do them all at the same night. You know?
That's true. That's true. And you want to make sure they get equal time, viewing time. And then one of my favorite places to be, Disney Yacht and Beach Club Resort. That'll also be in the lobby, kind of outside the Ale and Compass restaurants. And that'll be available it's already available. It started March 18th, and that'll be through April 4th. So if you need a little extra, Easter fix, there you go. I'm curious, because they do those cavalcades now, Mike? They kind of limit the parades. Yep. And they used to do this awesome Easter parade. Probably can't do it, because there's usually like hundreds of girls like in these like similar dresses from like Alabama, I think is where they're from.
If Ricky knows the name of those girls. I can't remember, like the Petunias or something. She said it before.
I can't remember either, but we were there for Easter at the Magic Kingdom a couple of years ago. And I actually captured the whole report the video for Ricky. So I know she actually has it on the Mouse for Less somewhere. So maybe I'll try to link it and throw it out there. But it's a pretty cool parade. It's like 5 minutes. So I'm kind of curious if they're going to do something similar. Obviously, like eliminate the ladies maybe, because that would be tough with physical distancing. But it'd be kind of cool if they do something.
They should at least have the Easter Bunny like do a flyby on one of the characters.
Yes.
Kids. I mean,
there you go.
He's a busy guy this time of year, so yeah, that's cool. I know it's official Easter season here in our house because this morning my wife and Mallory went to the grocery store and they came back and they had the Paz Easter egg dye kits because the old school PAAS. I don't know how you pronounce it, but I've had those ever since I was a little kid. So we're getting ready to dye some eggs. That'll be fun. All right, let's talk about facial recognition coming to the Magic Kingdom. It's a limited time test. But the Magic Kingdom is testing, you know, going through and getting your face scanned as part of a entry procedure to get into the Magic Kingdom. It looks like this test is going to take place from now until April 23rd. But of course, they could call an audible on that at any time. Basically, it's pretty simple for right now. If you want to jump through, you can. It's optional. You can go through the normal touch points if you'd like. If you want to give it a shot, I probably would. You know, my face is probably getting scanned left and right, you know, all over the place. The only thing I'm worried about is that there's going to be like a ugly, not ugly kind of thing, like ugly, not getting in, because then I know I wouldn't get in the park. So that kind of make me a little worried. But when you go get ready to go into the park, you go into the test lane if you want to give this a shot. And you need to take off any glasses. And the thing is, it says sunglasses. I guess you would keep on regular glasses. I'm new to the whole glasses thing. I can't see hardly anymore.
What about Google Glass? Do you have to take that off?
That'd be like the Matrix, right? You're taking a picture of the guy taking your picture. We're even, buddy. I'm taking a picture of the facial recognition. Yeah, right. Probably take those off. But you got to take off hats, visors, sunglasses before you approach. And you do have to keep on your mask, though. I mean, that's the thing. It's like it still scans your face with your mask on, which is kind of strange, kind of cool.
Yeah, because Google Photos can't even pick up my face when I wear a mask, when I go through my photos, you know. So this technology is obviously going to be more higher tech than Google Photos.
Or they're just like, okay, eyeballs up is good enough. I don't know. Maybe they have really good stuff. Anyway, once you go into the test zone, guests should stand facing the camera and then position your valid park admission or Magic Band close to the scanner to activate the technology. So basically, your first time through, it's making that connection between your ticket media, which is either on the plastic ticket, or it's on your Magic Band, or I guess it could be on Magic Mobile now, because they're using that too. So I guess three options there. You still touch that next to the Mickey head. While it's doing that, it makes the connection. I think it assigns you a number is basically how it works. It gives you kind of an ID, you know, for the system. And then you're through. And, you know, I don't know how it's going to work going down the road, but it kind of makes your profile, I guess, into the system. And then hopefully you can just, like, look into the thing and you're right through. And I will say, Disney has really worked the entries to the parks over the last 3 to 4 years, which I'm excited about because, you know, like the metal detectors are so much easier now than they were, say, 18 months, 24 months ago. You know, basically, I'm always nervous. Like, should I really walk through with, like, these external batteries and all that? You know, sometimes I just hold them in my pockets. But, I mean, you know, I don't take out keys or wallets or anything anymore. It's kind of cool. So, Scott, how do you feel about this new method? I mean, they're trying to expedite things, I think.
I love new technologies, and I'm all for it. Sign me up. I'll be more than happy to test it. She did leave out something interesting, though, that the ugly check actually is in Monsters, Inc. Platforms where they do the ugly check. but I like it. And you know what? You don't have to do it right now. I mean, I don't know what the end game is going to be here. I'm guessing this would be a way to eliminate the weird fingerprint thing. Like, I kind of wish they would just do what Disneyland does and like just takes your photo when you use your ticket and then it just pops up. But Maybe that's a challenge for them to figure out at World, but I like it. I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, I think the time is now because I think that's the whole trigger is not to touch anything, right? And I mean, like, how long have we, you know, people always thought they're taking my fingerprint. They're not taking your fingerprint. They're measuring. No. From what I've been told, they're measuring some kind of, you know, they're making an association to your media. Yeah. I don't know how accurate that could really be. I mean, because I know your finger, it's not taking your fingerprint, right? I mean, there's got to be people with the same length finger. I mean, my finger's kind of messed up. I broke it on a jump ball in seventh grade.
You know, you get arrested and they're like, oh, we found your fingerprint at Walt Disney World's files.
Exactly. I don't know how that works, but they say it does. But yeah, they don't want you touching stuff. So I can see where facial recognition, you know, and again, it's a trust issue, right? I mean, you don't want that getting out in the world. I mean, it's just living in 2021, right? I mean, I buy stuff on Amazon. I used facial recognition to get into my phone. There's
so many things Disney is probably already doing, like my information from just my Magic Band and my phone already, you know that. Like, so what's one more thing?
Exactly. This cat eats a lot of fajitas. Exactly. That's what they say about mine. It's like flagged.
Well, why don't they do that? Why don't they I know they try to send push notifications sometimes on the app, but like, why don't they just try to always push like Olivia's reservations to me all the time? You know, like I'll be a sucker for it.
Because they don't need to, right? You already have them. You're going.
That's true.
You're
going. That's a good point.
All right. Speaking of food and actually really good sweet stuff, let's talk about the confectionery.
Yeah. So the last one that Ricky wrote about was the Main Street confectionery. It's going to be updated for the 50th anniversary. So already starting to see some, you know, some enhancements already starting to roll out for the 50th. So this is pretty exciting. She's kind of got a lengthy article here. I definitely will read a paragraph here, but the main thing is, you know, This is going to be updated, the confectionery, as well as the chateau that's located next door. They're both going to be closing as of this live recording tomorrow. It's going to be March 29th. So better if hustle. You're at the Magic Kingdom right now, this is your shot.
You know everybody will be in there. Some vlogger is jockeying to be the last person out of the old confectionery.
Oh, guaranteed. But this is what you really need to know, though. So I'm going to read this paragraph she kind of has here. So
hang on. Eric is watching us live from the Magic Kingdom. Eric, I challenge you to be the last person out of the confectionery tonight.
Please. And we'll PayPal you some funds for the
first treat. Some cotton candy.
Yeah. But Ricky says, though, never fear, though. Guests will still be able to grab their favorite treats, but they will be found in different locations. A number of treats will be found in the Emporium. Guests will also find some of them at the Main Street Cinema during the closure. If you're looking to shop at the Chapeau, guests will find hats and ears at Box Office Gifts at the Town Square Theater. So everything's going to kind of be dispersed. And you kind of figure that's going to happen. You know, you find those treats. The caramel apples is one that I know my family really likes. And you can't even get them at the Big Top. That's what I want to open. They should reopen Storybook Circus with this. You know, they kind of offset each other in my opinion. But yeah, you'll be able to find all those sweet treats. And I'll be honest, I don't know about you, Mike, but I'm really looking forward to the update. Anytime they're enhancing and making some types of updates, just sign me up. I'm excited about it.
Here's the thing. Here's what I'm guessing. I have not seen this reported anywhere. I haven't even asked Ricky about it because she's been busy. I've been busy this weekend, so I haven't talked to her. Obviously, we'll talk tomorrow. But I'm guessing that the main – because they're saying it's going to be expanded. I'm guessing that the Main Street confectionery is going to take over the Chapeau.
That makes sense.
Because it's adjoining, right? And, I mean, that would be a perfect thing because the confectionery is kind of small. And so if you could expand it out, the flow of guests is going to be a lot better. Maybe you have that one end is like your checkout place, you know, say where the Chapeau is. You check out there. You have your merchandise all the way down to that point. Because the Chapeau had kind of like a little back room if you went all the way to the end of the Chapeau, like towards the backstage. That's what I'm guessing because, you know, a Chapeau doesn't need to be huge, right? It's a hat store.
Yeah. You can maybe that's what they do. So they keep it in the theater. I think that's where it's temporary moving. If I just read that right. And so when they reopens and you can start meeting characters again, so you meet Mickey and they kick you out into a store with like all the mouse ear hats. I mean, talk about perfect, like advertising for a hat.
Right. So, you know, and I think they could totally do that. So I would imagine that could happen. I mean, because there's got to be a lot of profit on those sweet treats. They're going to sell more sweet treats than hats. But I mean,
unless you're talking about me, because I buy hundreds of them.
You keep the printer for the named ears. And but yeah. I got mine right here. They're still sitting right there. I see them right there. My Mike Mickey ears, the original OG Mickey ears. I love those things. Yeah. Yes.
So I'm excited about this. I feel like the confectionery can use some love, you know, and I'm excited to see what the refurb is going to do.
All right, before we hit the phone lines real quick, we have some feedback in the live chat, and I wanted to just mention some of this. Thanks to Chris Bach out in Como, Columbia, Missouri. He says he really enjoys our chats on Sunday nights. I appreciate those kind words. Justin saying, are you seeing more difficulty booking dining at 60 days? We're going in July, so am I, and have our primary list, but due to limited capacity and availability, we also have a secondary list. Good news, homecoming is open, and I'll be getting the fried chicken and donuts. Faux show, he says. FOSHO.
There we go.
that's good stuff. I mean, what I think it is, right? I mean, this is what's going on with everything, is that, you know, in 180 days, you had really dedicated Disney fans booking ADRs 6 months out. I think that, you know, more kind of regular folks can handle booking 2 months out at 60 days. And like you said, and limited capacity, not only is not every restaurant open, but every restaurant that is open is probably at 60% capacity max right now, probably less than that. So I think it's just more people fighting for less tables at this point.
Yeah. And one recommendation I'll give, because we just actually hit 60 days this weekend, which reminds me, I need to go do this for Memorial Day weekend. But like, look at the menus too, because an old favorite of yours might have a completely different menu now because of COVID-19. So keep that in mind, because I've kind of been disappointed in some of the menus lately, which is understandable, right? Like, it's going to be a little bit different. Everything's kind of different right now. So I recommend making sure you look at some menus too ahead of time.
Yeah, that's a good call. And Dave Lawrence, a good friend up in Buffalo. Well, I don't think he's in Buffalo anymore. I think he's in Florida. I'm just used to saying that.
I think he goes between the two. Like, Dave's all over the place.
He was. At least he was. He's from Buffalo and Island. Yes. I love those.
We know
guys.
That much for sure.
Absolutely. And for sure, he's either running or walking. He's the one that really got me into the whole running thing with a few other folks, Mike and Phil Shine Gold and everybody. So, yes. And he says he gets the Disney Sirius XM channel in their car. So they must have the fancy package. I have the lowest package where I can get the app. I'm kind
of speaking of Dave, like, I know we get a lot of shout out to the lizards on here, and I got to give a big shout out to Dave and Eileen, man. They are always out there cheering. I know there's others too, like Debbie too.
Yep.
She's like the biggest cheerleader when you think about it, but Dave and Eileen at the TTC during the half marathon or marathon Sunday, like that's a wonderful sight for me.
My favorite memory of Dave, I've got a lot of memories of Dave and Eileen because we've had meals together. We've cheered. Was it might have been the last marathon? It might have been 2020. Could have been 2019. I can't remember because they all kind of run together at the end. But we were eating all the chips and guac in Mexico that you were buying. But wasn't that the day that Dave kept jumping out in the middle of the course trying to high five people? I thought he was gonna get run over. He was so enthusiastic.
In the middle of the course, basically giving high fives out. Like I just
Dave,
loved it.
But it's like, you know, you got to hold back the coach, like in basketball or like in football, you got yeah. the hold back coach, you know, use the strength and conditioning guy. Kind of like that. It was interesting.
That was a great marathon Sunday. God, though. I spent so much money on margaritas and chips, but I didn't care. I could have ran dopey.
cheaper. It'd have been cheaper. Chip Robinson says, what hotel you're staying at off property? We're staying at the Hilton Disney Springs. So I will have some feedback on that, but we're also, I couldn't just do that. So Mallory and I are going to stay 3 nights at Coronado post cheerleading championships. Hopefully they win. We'll see how it goes. And Beth, she nailed it. Those dancing people in the Easter parade, the Azalea Trail Maids. That is it. I've heard that before. That's what it is.
I'm going to have to make sure I post that photo, that video sometime this week so everyone can see it. It's actually a pretty cool parade.
It is. And let's see. Carmen says, any Disneyland news still holding tickets from last March? Thanks. Scott, you probably follow that closer. And I mean, of course, we know that Disneyland is reopening here next month. So we're getting close. And of course, we got that whole news, but it's all speculation about the expansion.
It's all speculation. I almost didn't even want to go into it.
I know. That's why I didn't even read about it. Because
I'm sure we'll get a call about it.
But I mean,
it's definitely not a third gate. It would just be some kind of expansion. Maybe it's parking lot expansion. It could be, who knows? Maybe it's going to be another resort. I'm just excited that they're thinking about something, hopefully, but we'll see. I'm not getting excited yet.
Yeah. It's a weird time to announce it, really. I mean,
I know, right?
that's the first thing I thought. I was like, let's just get it.
Like if that would have came out like on Wednesday, like on, or Thursday on April 1st, there's no way I would have bought into that.
But it was everywhere because when it broke, like, of course, you know, everybody's got to fight to be the first, even if they're not right. You know, it was the third gate. I'm like, holy cow, we're getting a whole new theme park. And then it was like, no, it's not third gate. It's expansion of the two parks. And
it's a parking lot.
Yeah, maybe. or parking garage. Who knows? But yeah, it's kind of interesting. But, you know, it is exciting because I have been following. Obviously, we all get on Twitter and social media. And, you know, you see that the attractions are being tested. They're moving and stuff like that. So, they're, you know, the heartbeat of Disneyland is coming back slowly but surely. I just can't imagine, though, to be honest, just kind of an aside as like a Disney fan and somebody who, you know, when you can't get to Disney, it's kind of fun to be like a spectator of everything that's happening at World or Disneyland or Cruise, because there's so many unprecedented times right now. Can you imagine? Because think about theme park reservations for Walt Disney World and how much more capacity they have. And I think they're saying only like 15% of park capacity to start at Disneyland. I mean, it's going to be like winning the lottery to get in that park on day one.
Basically. I mean, I know they've eliminated a lot of like annual pass holder tickets. So I don't know what the ticket holders, what that state looks like right now, but yeah, it is going to be like winning the lottery. I need to come up with a California address real quick so I can enroll.
So we got the shirt. You're almost there. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm in Oakland.
You're just from the Bay. All right. You want to give us a call? Talk Disney with us. Give us a call. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Phone lines are now open. So we'd love to talk to you. So give us a call. And Carmen's is basically asking that she has tickets and will her tickets still be valid? I would just call Disney and explain the situation. They're going to work with you. They'll probably give you at least the value of the ticket moving forward, I would guess. All right. Let's get the call. Here we go. Hey, we got our first call of the night. Who's joining us?
Hi, this is Megan Green out in Virginia.
Hey, Megan, what's going on? Sending me all those cool pictures of your family on rides.
Cool, embarrassing, you know.
any picture of people freaked out on Dinosaur is awesome by me.
Yeah, like I said, it's a generational thing because my mom has the same one of me and my sister doing the same thing as my sister's sons.
And Scotty's here, by the way. So say hey to Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Megan. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
The thing about dinosaur, real quick, before I take your question, is that I know some people have like a fear of dinosaurs. I guess. I mean, I don't really have a huge fear of dinosaurs. I had a fear of flying, you know, stuff like that. That's real. No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, there's a lot of people that are freaked out by that ride. Like it's probably 50-50 on people that get scared to death on what I don't consider a really scary ride. You know, it's like a puppet's going to jump in, big one, it's going to pop out at me, but. Some people, yeah.
Well, I think part of it is the same reason. So my kid, I sent the picture too of my boys that look like they're scared to death on Pirates of the Caribbean. And it's because they love that ride, but that they take the picture right when that creepy skull is telling you dead men tell no tales. True. And they know they're going to go down that hill.
That's true. It's all about setting. I don't want to tell. Yeah.
It's the anticipation. And I know exactly where they take the picture in Dinosaur. It's when the Carnotaurus like jumps out at you and you don't expect it. It like comes out of the dark. And so everybody like looks up and the camera's right there and everybody's scared. That doesn't, they know what they're doing to get the pictures. Because then you want to buy them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. And Maggie is back. She says she was even scared of the dinosaurs in Universe of Energy. That's a whole nother thing. Because those things were so tame. Like Riley is more ferocious than those dinosaurs were. And that dog is just sleeping right behind me right now. So anyway, didn't want to hijack that. What's going on? What you got on your mind?
Well, I was just calling because we just got back. It's been 1 week now since we got back from our spring break trip down to Disney World. And I've been thinking it over for like a week because that was kind of, the trip was, we saw the good, the bad, and the ugly of Disney World while we were there. Mostly good, thankfully, because that's what we want to see while we're there. But when I was thinking it over, I was thinking of a few things that might help. I know we're like right getting into the thick of spring break trips for people. And I have some thoughts that I wanted to share. Sure. Just in case they help some other people when they're planning their trips. And I've got I'll try to say a couple things real quick because I know other people want to call in too. But so I have like two general quick categories. And one of them is about park touring, because I know that I'm not the only person who goes to Disney World and is crazy and is like rope drop to park close. We're not taking a break. You're tired. Go sit on a bench. And we just run everybody into the ground.
We'll pick you up on the way out. Just sit up there in town square. We'll be by here about 10 o'clock. We'll see you in a little bit.
Exactly. Here's a Mickey bar and a box of popcorn. Have a seat and I'll be back to get you. I don't have time for this. But when we went, we were worried because I've got the triplet 8-year-old boys. And they have been doing virtual school now for a year. And so they don't wear masks on a regular basis. So I was a little worried about how they were going to handle masks in the heat. And then, you know, we go with philosophy of we can't control what other people do. We can only control what we do. So we were prepared to, if things were too crowded, you know, we're just going to have to leave and come back later, that kind of thing. So I went in with the idea of being way more flexible than usual. And I got to say, it turns out that was probably the best choice we made, because we didn't rope drop a single park while we were there. Whoa. Like not a one, which felt really weird. But what I noticed was that the wait times for the parks, we didn't come in super late, not lunchtime. We went in like an hour after the park opened for pretty much every park. And the wait times an hour after the park opened were actually a little bit shorter than they were like 10 minutes after the park opened. So unless you need to get that like one walk-on ride of like a headliner attraction, when we went in, the wait times were not bad. Like we walked in an hour late and it was 20 minutes for Splash Mountain, 20 minutes for Big Thunder Mountain, and same for like Jungle Cruise and Pirates, which surprised me. It was kind of shocking, but that worked out really well. And I would have been really skeptical beforehand, right, if somebody said it would be fine to go in an hour after rope drop. But it actually worked out really well for us because we also didn't have crowds getting into the park. Like we weren't there with a ton of people trying to get in.
I wonder why that is, though, because think about it. Those people that go at rope drop, I mean, they're still there in that second hour. That's Maybe it's because everybody's kind of spread out more.
It's because FastPass has been eliminated.
That's the only thing I could think of, too.
Don't get me started. Dude, Scott's trying to get me going to FastPass. I love FastPass, and I want to come back ASAP. Anyway.
Yeah. And so the other thing that we did that we don't normally do is we took an afternoon break, which we haven't done, I don't think ever. Like, I don't think I've ever been an afternoon break person. But it got hot. It got crowded. The kids were tired. And they wanted to take their masks off. So we went back and did the pool, you know, all the stuff that everybody says you should do on a trip. And it sounds awesome, but I never do it. And it was awesome. We might be converts now. We might be afternoon break people after this. But the best part about going back in the afternoon and getting refreshed was even better than the morning. When we went back in the evening, the wait times were like nothing. And the weather was so cool. Like, it felt amazing. It was not hot. And we walked on to Smuggler's Run like three times in a row. We walked on to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway in Hollywood Studios. Even over in the Magic Kingdom, you still had to wait forever for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. That wait like literally never changed. But we walked on to a ton of the stuff, you know, all the stuff the kids wanted to do. And we didn't have the crowds and we didn't have the heat. And the kids were not exhausted and waiting on a bench for us to come pick them up.
Saved the cost of a Mickey bar and a box of popcorn. That's
exactly.
No, I've noticed this too since I've gone down a couple times. Scott's gone way more than me since park reopening. Is that if you can be there at the end of the day, it baffles me, right? Because when we were going, the park hours were still really short. But, you know, now they're pretty long. I mean, they're almost back to normal. They're getting close, at least during spring break now. But the thing is I don't know where these people are going, because if you stay like the last couple hours, it's kind of like extra magic hours, but now it's just like, it's not as late in the night, you know, like there's nobody left. You know, I've heard so many people say, go to Galaxy's Edge, like 2 hours before park closing, you have it to yourself. I mean, I don't know where everybody's going.
Yeah.
Scott, I mean, Scott, are you seeing that too? I mean, that's a good strategy, you know, stay until the park closes.
Oh yeah. And I love that, Megan, you're kind of being converted to the midday break full time. Cause that's the best. Yeah, sweet.
My family loves it too.
I think where all the people are going though, Mike, is Disney Springs, to be honest, because Disney Springs is a madhouse at night. So I think everyone didn't take their midday break like you, Megan, because you were so smart. So they're all exhausted by like 4 or 5 o'clock and then they're hungry. So then they go to Disney Springs, which makes it so much nicer in the parks when you come back from your break. So I think that's what's happening.
Interesting. Now, I know because we talked on the Discord, right, while you were down there, and you did have a struggle with the buses. And I've seen this time and time again, especially since spring break. I'm trying to give Disney, you know, benefit of the doubt, because I think what's happening is this is the first like huge crush since they've had limited capacity. They've laid off a bunch of transportation cast members. They're, of course, bringing people back now, which is great. But it's not a good look. You know, I'll be honest, because you're not paying 50% for your vacation. You need to have 100% of the service you're ready for. I know that you were very patient with it. We were talking, you know, we had a lot of our listeners kind of all talking on the Patreon Discord and stuff, trying to figure out, solve this problem all together, brainstorming. But give us your feedback on that, because I think that's important to talk about.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will say that it got better as the trip went on. And I don't know if it was a coincidence that it was after we found somebody in management to speak to, or if that truly made a difference. I honestly don't know. I know we were not the only ones, because the manager over at Pop Century, she said, I've heard this from a million people today. She was very sympathetic, and it was nice to have at least someone agree, because I said a couple of times we were a little shocked. I've never been down at Disney and approached someone with a problem nicely. I'm not, you know, I try to kill people with kindness. I don't walk up and start chewing somebody out. You know, it's not their fault, but we walked up and would ask, you know, questions like, hey, this isn't right. What's going on? And they would just shrug and be like, I don't know. And so I'm like, whoa, that's not Disney. Like, that's not okay. So that was getting really frustrating. So when we spoke to the manager, she was very sympathetic. She promised she would talk to transportation. And after that, it seemed to get better. But the problem we were having was every time we had to go somewhere with a bus. So we were on the Skyliner. We were at Caribbean Beach to start with. We were at Pop Century at the end. So both times we had the Skyliner, and if you can stay on the Skyliner, I mean, do it. It's amazing. You were right, Mike, and I think I've heard you say the same thing, Scott, that it's just the value of the Skyliner, just, it can't be matched. Like, it's just amazing transportation. I wish they had it at every park. It would be awesome. But when we had to take the bus, so for Magic Kingdom, for example, the wait times were just out of this world. And I don't mean like there was a line of people and we had to wait as bus after bus came through, but we would get to the bus stop and there would be no buses, and we would just wait and wait and wait, and a bus would never come. And to me, that's more frustrating because there's no one, there was no one to talk to either. There were no attendants. There was no one there at the bus stops, especially at Magic Kingdom. And so you're just stuck. And everybody in our line was calling Disney, you know, their main line, trying to get in touch with someone, say, hey, you got people stranded here. I mean, it was like nightmare scenario. You had like babies crying and, you know, elderly people turning red and looking like they were going to pass out. All the kids were cranky. The parents were mad. And it's just not, that's not a good look for Disney. That people don't want to come back to that. People don't want to be a part of that. And that makes me sad because we know that's not Disney. You know that's not what it's normally like. And so it was really upsetting. And the reason it was upsetting is it happened more than once. It happened several times. But I will say, because Mike, that was when I emailed you about an unrelated matter, but then you responded back to talk to somebody in management. And it occurred to me that that wasn't my first thought, because I've never had a problem at Disney that I felt like was a management level something, you know, because normally whoever you talk to, they're like, oh, let me fix that for you. And they do. And so it was, I appreciated that, because it did seem like that was definitely the only way to go, because what they told me was that they don't, unless someone comes and tells them, they don't know.
Right.
And that, I never really thought about that. You know, you think of Disney, they're just one big cohesive something, but they're not. They all have their different departments and the different areas that they work in. And so if you don't alert the people at your resort to let them know that transportation isn't what it should be, they can't do anything about it. And so it seems like once people did, they did do something about it, because we had a much better bus experience after the fact, which was really nice.
You know, and that, Megan, that's so important, because the thing is, you kind of do have to advocate for yourself, but you said it the right way. Like, you got to kill them with kindness. You got to let them know that you are a fan. You know, this is a destination that is special for you and your family. This is where you make memories together. You come quite often, you know, and you they're going to know by talking to you whether you are, you know, somebody that's a first timer or somebody that knows their stuff. And, you know, I kind of learned that from teaching, right? Is that, you know, if kids are picking on each other, or if somebody's bullying another kid, but it's always happening in the bathroom, you know, like, I don't see that, right? I'm not in the bathroom, you know, or like at recess, you know, I'm eating lunch, you're at recess. You know, like, I will help you and I will solve a problem, but please come to me and let me know that it's happening. And I think, you know, again, just talking to somebody that can make a decision, because, again, you know, I understand if somebody's standing out there and they're kind of a frontline cast member, they're doing a great job. They're trying to manage people and get people in the right spots and just tell people where to go. But if you talk to somebody that can make a, you know, that's a little bit higher up the food chain, somebody that's maybe behind the desk at the check-in area, you know, they're worried about customer satisfaction, because it's going to impact their job. You know, that's more like, you know, it's their resort. They're a manager. They need the good feedback, and they're going to try to solve problems a lot more quickly than somebody that's just trying to manage and get through, because, you know, that could be that person's, you know, third day on the job. Somebody that's in management's probably been there and they've dealt, you know, they're there because they're good at their job. I don't know, Scott, would you have thoughts on that? Because I think Megan did it exactly right, and she actually probably helped out a lot of families.
Yeah, that was exactly right. I really don't have much more to add there, but I did have a question for Megan. If I recall, you were asking about like places to eat outdoors, right? I know this has kind of turned into a mini trip report. Oh, I just got to know, where did you end up eating outdoors on that trip?
What was your question? I'm sorry, I missed the last part.
No, so where did you end up eating? Did you end up having any outdoor meals? Because I remember you were asking about, like, hey, I can't make an ADR and I want to eat outdoors. Did you end up making an ADR anywhere outside?
Yeah. No, we actually didn't end up doing any table service. Now, we ate exclusively outside. We were a mixed group. We have some people who are vaccinated, some people who are not vaccinated, but we've all been part of our same like pod. It was me and my sister and my mom and our respective, you know, others. Yeah. And we, from the beginning, you know, we were each other's like pod, and we've stayed that way, and we've made it like kind of like a pact that we weren't going to eat indoors until everybody was vaccinated. So that was like, that's like our thing. So we decided to eat outdoors exclusively. And like you said, I asked about some ADR stuff and we thought about it, but between taking breaks in the middle of the day and going back to the park and having such a good time in the evening when it was so nice and cool, we didn't want to waste the ride time. Right. So 9 times out of 10, we ended up grabbing something quick service and eating it just as the park closed and running back to our hotel.
Nice.
But it was good. Awesome. It was fine.
Yeah, for sure.
And don't forget, Megan's got triplet 8-year-old boys. Can you imagine?
Yes.
I couldn't imagine sitting down at Taco Bell. That'd be crazy. Like, sit down, sit down, sit down. I only have one like little girl at a time. You know, they're 11 years apart, and I'm just like, I was losing my stuff. You know, that's so. So what did the kids say though? Because you mentioned they were doing, you know, virtual learning. I mean, when you got back, what was the feedback from the kids? I always like to hear kind of what they said, you know, when you asked them about the trip.
Well, they had an absolute blast. They said, and this surprised me, so this might help other people too, I don't know, but they said by the time we were like 2 days into the trip, they forgot they were even wearing masks until like it was time to take it off. Like it was a relief to take it off, of course, but they weren't all day long like, oh, this is hot. Can I take it off? I want to take this off, which was nice. Like I said, they don't really wear their masks a lot. And so that didn't put a damper on the trip at all. And they're kids. So like other than the time when the buses were really, really late coming, they didn't notice any transportation problems. They don't care. You know, they're about to get on the Skyliner. They're going to ride a bus. Like that stuff is fun for them. And so they had an absolute blast. They thought, you know, Disney World was just as awesome as they remembered it. And so none of this had any negative impact on their trip whatsoever. They just had the most magical time. But speaking of, I know you say this a lot, Mike, that you say, you know, you gotta, it's the little things, you know, that the kids remember. You think it's going to be this big, like awesome, you know, thing that's the most important thing from their trip, and you pay extra money for this, that, and the other thing. Well, that turned out to definitely be true for us because we did the split stay between Caribbean Beach and Pop Century. And that was for the kids because we thought,
I know where this
won't be fun.
Yeah, they like pop.
Yeah, they did. But here's why. So wouldn't it be fun for them to have the really cool pool with the water slide,
right,
and the
fort
thing? Yeah, they're going to love
it. It's awesome. I know. Like, I can't wait to be there in July myself.
Uh-huh. Well, they swam in that one for like 20 minutes. And then they were like, can we go back to the little pool back by our room? And they wanted to swim in the quiet pool next to our room the entire time we were there.
They're related to Scotty G. He's the biggest fan of the quiet pools I've ever met in my life.
Oh, my gosh. It was hilarious.
They're
I was like,
so
what
great.
Are you? I'm like, we paid. Well, my kids agree. Because they were like, we paid it. I'm like, we paid extra to be here for this awesome pool. And they're like, yeah, but we like the little one back by our room. I'm like, oh, man.
That's so funny.
So it turns out we could have
something
remembered
for next time, though,
time.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. We will definitely keep that in mind. Like, okay, never mind then. Next time we'll just go to Pop Century and forget Caribbean Beach because apparently they didn't care. So that was totally fine with them.
That is too funny. that is the honest truth. I mean, you try to do these things like, but it's got such a cool slide. Like it goes around the fort, you know, it's almost like you're in a cave, you know, it's almost like a pool inside of Pirates of the Caribbean. That pool looks so neat. No, it's okay. Let's just go back to the boring rectangle pool and swim. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And they did. I mean, they went down the slides a few times and they liked it and had a good time. Although one of them, and he's right here now, so I'm talking about him while he's looking at me, but he went down the slide not realizing how deep it was at the bottom.
Right.
And he was a little too short for it. And so he sunk at the bottom. And thankfully he can swim, but he really freaked the lifeguard out. And so we definitely needed to get the life jackets for the slides.
I do have to say, you really toughened up the kids on this trip. I mean, you leave them sitting on a bench with popcorn and Mickey bars in the Magic Kingdom while you go for 6 hours, and then you just down the pool into the 12-foot. What? No, just kidding. I'm just joking.
Yeah, you can swim. Go ahead. It's fine.
That's how you find out. How were those? Did those swim lessons work? We're going to find out in about 30 seconds.
Exactly. Did we not mention we're like the opposite of helicopter parents? Clearly.
Well, I mean, they always have two buddies looking after them, right? I mean, they're triplets.
That's right.
How I see it.
Exactly. They've got their best friends with them all the time. So they're good. They watch out for each other.
I love it. Hey, well, Megan, I appreciate you calling in. You know, kind of that is great feedback for folks heading down soon. That's going to help me out a lot. And I'm just glad you had a great trip because I know, you know, there's always something that Disney can do better and they're learning, right? I mean, they're in a spot they've never been in. Obviously, they want to have as many people there as they can safely, you know, and still have physical distancing, still have, you know, safety is their always number one priority. So it's a delicate balance right now. I mean, if you've been watching, and everybody's probably been watching the news, I mean, any destination that anybody's going to for spring break this year is having all kinds of trouble, right? Because I think we're just all just so sick of being in our house. I mean, you know, Miami looked like it was going to burn down, you know, because so many people just went down there to have a good time and they just... You know, people want to have fun, and it's just we're getting there, but we're not there yet. It's a challenge right now.
Dude, travel is booming.
It
like,
is.
I've been looking
it
at
is.
Airfare just for like next month, just like 3 weeks from now, and holy cow! Like,
I know
it is like gone skyrocket. It's crazy.
Yes, we're gonna be traveling. I think. All right. Well, hey, Megan, I appreciate it. Tell the boys I said hello, and thank you for all the great feedback that really helps us all out. And don't be a stranger. And you guys take care.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was great. That was some great updates right there.
That is. Yes. That's awesome. So that's very, very helpful. And, you know, what I liked about it was she was having the challenges with the bus while she was there, but she jumped in the Patreon Discord, and we have the Discord, you know, we have two Discords.
Yeah, we're jumping in on that. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's one for non-Patreon people too. We have just lots of folks in there. All it is a live chat room, and the Patreon link is on the Be Our Guest podcast page. So just go to beourguestpodcast.com, and it's 24/7. You know, people got questions, you get answers right away. You know, if she was there, we're all trying to figure out, how can we make that bus line shorter? I mean, I don't know if we did much good.
I have a couple ideas, but I won't share them.
Taco Bell. Okay, we have our next call. I think it's Alfred. Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Say hey to Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Alfred.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. The weather was kind of gross in Michigan this weekend. So
yeah, same.
Just hanging in there.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about Disneyland tonight.
All righty, go for
it. Because I've been following everything, looking at different sources. I have a feeling it is going to be a third park as an extension to the two parks. So what that means to me is the third park is going to be built on that end, like Disneyland Hotel, behind it, you know, into downtown Disney, the way it was supposed to be with the hotel. But you're going to have entrances from California Adventure and Disneyland.
Interesting thought.
That's how it looks. Yeah.
The thing is, I mean, here's what I think. This is why I think it's, I don't know, like, this is why I didn't even bring it up, is because Disney puts these ideas out, and I think it's more for like the legislature and for zoning purposes, right, and probably for economic benefits with
to get the approval.
Absolutely. Yeah. With people that are in power.
Yeah.
And the thing is right, that I think that they make, you know, when they put out concept art, it's always subject to change. You know what I mean? It's not subject to like small changes. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can blow it out and it can be just a totally different thing. So, like, oh, right. I saw that, and I'm just like,
it could end up the third park.
Absolutely, it could. I mean, they could do, you know, they could have four parks. But I mean, right now, I just think right now Disney's got to be on the more conservative side than the, you know, the really, mm-hmm, you know, like, we're going to go.
They need it approved.
Well, yeah. And so I think that they're just putting that out there. Like, it got people excited, and I think that's what it's going to do for legislatures too. Like, they're going to be excited because it's more revenue. Yeah. It's more jobs. I mean,
right,
that
more
keeps
taxes.
A lot of, excellent. It keeps a lot of mm-hmm, politicians, and, you know, if you can bring jobs to your constituents, it's a great thing.
Yep.
So yeah, I don't, you know,
they didn't want just the hotel, I think, like before.
Right.
And that's why they turned it down, the legislature. Here, they're including rides. They're including shopping and restaurants and new parking structures. So it's going to be another whole resort in a way.
Right.
And I wonder if they're even going to change the monorail where it's going to be rerouted maybe through Disneyland Hotel again.
I don't know. With this kind of stuff, I seriously don't even worry about it until I see shovels in the ground. And then mm-hmm, that's when I'll first start thinking about it.
I like thinking about it.
Well, it is fun to think about. Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, I think that, and who knows?
Know. And then what they're doing is Tron is a ride that they have three. They paid for three. They've only used two. That's rumored to go there and part of it. Then they have all these lands that are overseas, you know, Peter Pan, Frozen, Rapunzel. Then on the other side, it looked like where California Adventure is, there's like a volcano, and they're talking Moana. I'm wondering if that's going to be a water park.
It would make sense. I've always thought that a water park mm-hmm, would make sense at Disneyland. I mean, it's Southern California.
Yeah.
It's got the climate, and water parks generally mm-hmm, are probably a lot less expensive to bring online than a regular theme park.
Right. Yeah, so you could have your third gate there, and Disneyland side could be your expansion.
Makes sense. You need to get out you need to get out there to California and bump some heads. Get this.
Oh, I'll be there. Don't worry.
That'd be cool. I'd like a water park. It makes sense. I think somebody's burritos.
Want to go?
I think somebody's burrito.
That was me.
Okay. I was like, let's see, order up.
Ding.
I was like, everybody's looking around. Everybody listening. Like, is that my microwave or what do we got going on? No, just kidding. That's funny. So what else you got besides Disneyland tonight?
Well, I'm trying to go back down in a few weeks. My cousins are going and I'm torn and I'm like, okay, I got to see what I can do. But the way Scott was talking, the airfares are through the roof.
Oh, it's insane.
I'm like, geez. Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually just like brought it up because I planning just was that. Talking about it. So I brought it back up while you were just talking about Disneyland there, just to take another look. I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's crazy.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm kind of glad Disneyland, to see. I'm glad that people are traveling, you know. But holy smokes!
Yeah, well, I'm gonna wait to see for Disneyland what kind of pass tiers they have, and then get my annual pass with them because they will have some kind of program. I'm just waiting to see what that is. So, being a legacy holder, I'm very happy. So,
it'll be interesting to see how they do that.
What that means for me.
I wouldn't be surprised though if they wait till 2022 to actually do any kind of program, right? They just probably want to see this year at least. And I've heard this. I heard this on other shows too. And I thought this too. The same thing. Mm-hmm. You got to think about fiscal years. And fiscal year 2022 starts October 1st. Huh? That's pretty smart because think about that's going to be like the start of the 50th at World. It's going to be. That's when I think things, if annual passes are going to go back on sale, it'll be in the fiscal first quarter.
It'll be about October, that time.
Or 2022 calendar year, probably. One of those two.
Yeah. Yep. And they have to do, I think they will do something because the next expo is September of 22. So they're going to have some kind of program together, I think.
Makes sense. I mean, everything's fluid, but that would make sense. I mean, I just think, and again, I'm optimistic, but I just think by the beginning of 20 calendar year, January, I think things should be, knocking on wood here, but things should be close to being back to normal. I mean, if we're ever going to get there by January, I think, because I mean, the vaccinations are going well, you know what I mean? Well through that.
I'm actually done. I've had my two shots already.
I've sat in traffic for the people getting their shots. So there you go. And there's a lot of it because they use the arena right between myself and Texas Roadhouse. So there you go.
Oh, God. I like Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, me too, man. Give me some of those rolls. Some chicken critters before 6. They're like a buck off if you go early with the old people. That's what you do.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's the early bird dining. That's the secret. You got to eat before 6.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to get to see how this plays out, but it'll be interesting. And I'm really, cause I got an email today from somebody about annual passes and I just had to say, I don't know, if you have one, renew it. But if you don't, and if you've lost yours during the, I've heard a lot of people say they've called the AP line. If theirs expired, and they didn't renew or they canceled during this, COVID closure. Mm-hmm. They are letting you repurchase it. Well, no, they are letting you repurchase it, but you got to wait.
Here's what happened. I had mine, through the pandemic, and I got a refund. And then I was given the term legacy pass holder in California because there are no annual passes out there.
Right. Now I'm talking World, though. Yeah.
They took them all away.
Yep. Yeah, because they need to control things, and that's the easiest way to kind of start from scratch, I think.
Yeah, they wipe it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Start from scratch. All right, Alfred, I'm going
to. That was nice to get a refund.
Well, yeah, I can imagine.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
it was like $300.
Oh, my gosh. Wait till you have a family of four and you buy four annual passes at once, man. It's like a heart attack.
Oh, God.
Oh, dude, it is hard. Yep. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, don't even tell me the total. I'll just sign the thing and don't even let me look. I don't want to know. Don't want to know. Mm-hmm. All right, Alfred.
One last question.
Oh, go ahead. Go for it.
One last question. When are we all going to Disney World and ride /mountain?
I don't know. I'm going to be. All I know is I'm going to be down in for cheerleading, which I won't be in the
parks very
much. I'll be down for the 50th.
For the 50th. Okay. Yeah, that's when we're going to have to do it.
I don't know if I'm waiting 7 hours.
I think we're
hours,
all going to be there for that.
I think everybody will be there that day.
I'll help you out.
We'll see.
I'll add you to my disability pass.
Now, I am running the Chicago Marathon the next weekend, so we'll love to see what's going on.
Yeah,
I've officially got in that big mess. I was officially accepted now, so no turning back.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Yes, I got to wear my Cardinals jersey for 26 miles as I run through Chicago.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I got to run, Alfred. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All
Have a
right.
good week. Okay, see you later.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night, guys.
Bye-bye.
See you.
So, yeah, I love Alfred because he's always speculating. He's looking at the details. I mean, that's what we do as Disney fans. Oh, order up. But the thing is, this is just me, but I got another burrito.
Sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. It's nearing the end of the show. So
I know it is. This is falling apart. No, this is why I love this show, because it's live and we have a good time. No, but the whole thing is, Disney can change that stuff. I am not kidding. Like, I do not really get excited about announcements. I get excited about construction. That's just me.
Yeah. No, I'm here. Yeah. I'm a big mix of both, though. I like to play like armchair Imagineer and think about like what they could do with a concept and things like that. But like, you can't, to your point, you can't really get excited until you start seeing action taken on it.
See, it's all about being a Mizzou fan, right? Mizzou is like, they will take the lead into the third quarter of sports all the time, right? So they, you're losing in the first quarter, you kind of rally in the second, you take the lead in the third, and then you always lose in the fourth quarter. So like, I can't even get excited about an announcement because I'd be like, yay, it's probably going to happen. And then like, whoosh, there goes the rug right out from under me. I'm telling you, college sports can just, it can change your psyche.
Yeah, it sure can. I've had plenty of heartbreaks with college sports.
That's not good. Anyway, yes. So of course we'll be here next Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central to take your calls. I know we only had a couple this week, but we had some news and that trip report, basically a mini trip report by Megan. We'd been emailing this week and I asked her to call in to share some of these tips because we have a lot of stuff scheduled for Monday shows over the next month or so. And I thought this stuff was more appropriate to get out there ASAP for folks watching live tonight or listening live here on the feed on Thursday. I just wanted to get that out there before spring break was over because lots of great feedback, especially that idea. And I don't know why that is, maybe just because people are spread out, but she's told me this, she kept seeing success arriving to the parks about an hour after park opening, which, Scott, is a Disney fan, I have a hard time advocating for that because I've always been be there 30 minutes before park opening. But in these days where we're trying to maintain physical distancing, it's probably the best way to do things.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's just a weird time right now. But yeah, like, honestly, I haven't rope dropped ever since the parks reopened. I have not rope dropped. I've just been taking my time, like, going for a morning run or a walk and getting a breakfast and strolling in late, because I feel like you can do that, or were able to do that because of the capacity. And as you mentioned, like with spring break and heavier, it's going to be tough. But hey, I'm glad this worked out for Megan. Like, coming in an hour late, that was awesome.
She just posted in the chat, disclaimer, your mileage may vary on arriving an hour late. You're exactly right. So I'm not saying I'm getting all in on this. I'm saying it worked for Megan and her family.
Exactly.
And, I mean, it does make sense, though. But the weirdest thing, though, in these is Epcot still opening at 11? That blows my mind to go to a park opening at 11. Yeah. I can't get
it. But it kind of works for some strategy. So, like, we are, for Memorial Day weekend, I bought the airfare for that. And we're going to land like at midnight, basically, on Thursday. So I'm thinking like, oh, what park pass do I do? Like, heck, I'm going to do Epcot because I can sleep in a little bit, and like not miss much.
That's super smart. It's made for you. That's perfect. All right, we're going to duck out of here. We do, thanks to Beth, she reminded us that Easter is next Sunday. We'll probably still our Easter festivities will be over well before 6 o'clock here in the middle of the United States. Scott, are you guys going anywhere or doing anything?
I'm probably just going to play some golf at some point.
All right, yeah, so we'll probably be here. Just count on it. If we can't make it, we'll let you know. But let's plan on all being here next week, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We'll have a little Easter edition. I'm not dressing up like the Easter Bunny, but we'll try to do something fun and have a good time. Don't forget today's show.
A baseball shirt I'll be wearing that day.
That's exactly right. That's right, and I'll probably have some Run Disney hoodie on or shirt. This is the office attire for the last year, and they'll probably be moving forward. Don't forget, the Magic for Less brings you all these shows. Please book your next trip with the Magic for Less. I will tell you that I've booked so many, and thank you. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who's supporting the Magic for Less. They're all the same thing, really. The Mouse for Less is owned by the Magic for Less, in case you didn't know. But We've booked so many summer 2022 cruises this past week. It is exciting to see people wanting to get back out there on the ships, especially I was talking to my wife over dinner last night. I would say 80% of the cruises I booked this last week were Alaska 2022. People want to go see glaciers, I guess, before they're gone. I don't know. It's, but yeah, that's the Disney Wonder going out there. But check out the mouse. I can't get them straight because I know what it is. I'm looking at the Mouse for Less website. I'm closing that tab. Now I can probably do it correctly. So yeah, just check out the magicforless.com. All the specials are there. Fill out the quote. And I'll mention the show and I'll be working with you. We'll plan a great trip. Again, the magicforless.com. Also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It's a free way to support the show. And a huge, again, shout out to our patrons. We have the Patreon only Discord server there that we chat on all the time. Of course, there's a Discord server for the entire podcast family. Just check that out over at brguestpodcast.com. But again, a huge thank you to the patrons for carrying the show and letting us do 4 shows on the feed a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and our live shows every Sunday night. Hope you're enjoying these open lines with Scott. We have a good time doing them. Hope you guys have a good time tuning in. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, at BeOurGuestPod. Check Scott out. He's over at EpScott on Twitter and Instagram as well. And of course, follow at Palm Trees of Disney. It's a great way to just say, God, I wish I was there. That's the only thing that feed does really for me. I'm just like, oh God, couldn't I just be at Coronado? Couldn't I just be sitting in the Casitas quiet pool?
Try running that account.
Oh my gosh.
It's brutal sometimes.
It's so awesome. I love every one of those pictures. I'm like, why am I not sitting under a palm tree? Because it was chilly here today.
Yeah. And then George was like, he was at Alani maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he sent me so many photos of Alani. I'm like, dude, you know I was supposed to be there in 2020, right? Why are you doing this to me?
Anyway, we love Joe, or George, Shaka Joe, or George, the old Shaka.
Joe. Yes. Because I call him Joe.
Joe George. We need to close this thing out. I'm losing my stuff. So anyway, for Scott, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Sunday night or Thursday here on the feed. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.